Oh, that is right. We are back with another Wheel Wednesday podcast live. I am Luis from Koenig Wheels, and this is my buddy and right-hand man,
Rich from Koenig Wheels.
Thank you guys for being here with us. We're excited that you guys are with us today. And guess what? It's almost the end of the year. It's the end of 2022 because this year was kind of cool, but kind of sucked, and everything all embottled in one. You know what I mean? So what did you think about it, Rich?
2022 for me was a great year. So.
Oh, yeah, because you started working here, dude. Give me a high five.
A lot of other stuff, too. But 2022, good year. The pandemic's coming to an end.
That's so, right. Is it?
I think there's a lot of upsides
this year. Is it, though?
It's coming to an
almost
end.
Every other friend of mine has COVID still.
Most people I know have the flu, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess it's better than COVID. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, we're excited for this year, and we're actually excited to end this year because we're bringing in our good friend, automotive YouTube star, I would have to say, because he's hilarious. He's one of the coolest dudes, and also Grid Life Road Racer, the one and only Zosh. Welcome, Zosh.
Oh man. Hey, what's up, everybody?
There's a cool little intro going on with your car right now, and you and your mom actually being scared out of her mind. Yeah, man. We're excited for you to see it when you see it live, because it's going on right now.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this. This is going to be awesome.
All right, so this is the first time they get to see you. Welcome.
Welcome, man. How's everything? How's life treating you?
Life is great. You know, I woke up, I pissed excellence, and then now I'm here. You know, so it's just been one of those days where it's like it's been repetitively awesome. You know, but it's been great, man. This year, like you stated in the intro, man, like this year has been like good. It's been like ups and downs, figuring out what the hell I'm gonna do, all types of things, and getting the car situated. It's been all over, but honestly, this year has been awesome. Like it's been, I think I would label this year as like laying foundation. And then now we have to build for the next upcoming years. It's like laying the foundation of like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is how it's going to get done. Now let's just start building, getting contractors out, and like just planning the whole shebang in the best way possible for 2023 and so forth.
Yeah, so one of the first things we wanted to basically intro with is, how is life after not working at Fitment anymore?
Man.
Bro, that video blew up, by the way, and you had a bunch of people just literally like, did he work there? I don't know. Did he not? Did he for real?
Oh my god. Man, life has sucked after Fitment, bro. Beautiful, like, man, those paychecks was great. I was like, I had to quit in order to, you know, sustain the lifestyle that I need to live as a full content creator, whether that means sacrificing my 401k and my health benefits.
And who your 90% stick. He said 90%
stick. Bro, who needs that? Who needs that? I'm a YouTube content creator. I'm a social media influencer, bro. I am not no person that clocks. No, I am an influencer. Let me influence your life. Quit your 9-to-5 today and join me in my stroll in life of becoming the best automotive content creator that makes nothing. So, you know, who needs that? Man, that video was crazy when I made it. Like, so I'm in this Honda group chat, right? I'm gonna give you guys the whole backstory.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I'm in this Honda chat with like a bunch of other Honda YouTube creators, right? And then like they was like, oh man, everyone's leaving Fitment. I'm like, what's going on? So I just go on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then my recommended was like, why I quit Fitment Industries, why weird. I left. I'm like, I didn't click on none of the videos. I'm like, I know what today's video is going to be. I literally sat in this chair. I was like, so today I got some disturbing news or whatever I said in the intro of like that video. And I was literally just thinking of crazy things to say of like why I quit this job. And surprising, one of the dude's videos was exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
So now I'm feeling worse because he's like, he's actually quit the place. And I'm over here like, yeah, I quit my great paying job to have full creative control and not make any money creating the same content I'm going to make, but just for myself. And like the guy commented on the video.
Jealous.
Like, I was like, oh my God, I feel like an ass, man. Like, oh God. But it was just like a whole satire. Cause like in the video, I was like, I joined back in 2005. And then I said, I joined in 2010. And then I said, I joined in 2015. And everyone was like, I can't believe you quit, man. You were like one of the best people. Right, I'm like, right. Bro, I've never been on this video. But yeah, when you go on a website and type in your car, I created that.
Yeah.
And I use your stuff all the time. I got DMs like, yo, I can't believe you quit, but much success to you and your channel. I'm like, bro, what? It was all over, man. I was like, wow, I need to not do this anymore. Cause I'm getting DMs, I'm getting Facebook messages. Friends are actually texting me, bro, you work at Fitment? You see me every day. No, I do not work at Fitment. What are you talking? That was crazy.
Bro, it's so funny because you had Alex up in there commenting too, mm-hmm. like, yep, yep. The way he commented, he was like, yep, yep, wait, did he work?
But I'll tell you, I was like, oh man, it was so funny because we just started kind of doing our partnership with you. I think it was like 1 or 2 days prior to you making that video.
Yeah.
So I didn't know too much about you. And I remember seeing your video and I go, does Zaj work for Fitment? I'm like, this is crazy. And I couldn't figure it out.
Bro, those people in the office, we work with Fitment all the time.
Yeah.
People in the office, which I won't mention names, that were definitely like, yep, yep, he did.
Yep.
He did.
He did.
Yeah, they were all like, yep. Yeah.
The Fitment gallery, like he made that.
He made the gallery. I think he made the gallery for sure.
I see comments on Fitment Industries.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, people on Fitment Industries, people were commenting like, they were like, oh, where's Dakota? And people were like, oh, you didn't hear Dakota's, Gels, Zosh, they all left.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? So I see random people saying this stuff. So I'm going, did this guy really work for Fitment? Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It was confusing. You did a good – well, and to be fair, your acting chops are on point, my dude. This guy's – you're a really good actor, man. You should really, like, legitimately – there was a moment when I'm looking at the beginning and I'm like – maybe he did work there. Like, I'm like, geez, like, this guy's really feeling it. A tear came down his eye and everything.
Right.
I need all that. Yeah, I'm in my Grammy bag right now. So, you know, if y'all see me in Lifetime Christmas movies and all that stuff, just know somebody saw that and was like, yo, we need to get this guy on the camera, man. Like, he has it. He's the new it. He's him.
I was dying. At the end of that video, you were, like, in tears, but then you go, peace out, Cub Scout. And I'm like, he has to be joking. I was like, he has to be joking.
Keep peace out, Cub Scout.
Yeah, that's what he says. He's like in tears saying, peace out, Cub Scout. I'm like, no, it can't be serious. I don't know. But dude, you really sold it.
That's wild how that video. I didn't think it was going to like reach like masses the way it did. That was ridiculous. I was like, wow, who knew like a straight satire thing out of like straight improv would just be like, this most realistic thing that people will be like, yo, I can't believe you did it, bro. Like, I love using your website, man. Like, you did that, bro. I'm like, and the DMs, the replies I'm replying back to people like, yeah, bro, I just decided that I need something fresh and new and exciting in my life. I'm still playing on the satire thing, like saying things that like, why would you do that? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And they're believing it. I'm like, nah, bro, all jokes aside, I did not work. It was like, oh, you had me going, bro. You had me. I'm like, okay.
Well, so kind of to get into your story, and this is a perfect way to kind of get into it, just because we know how your YouTube, the YouTube career started, but tell us a little bit of how you got into automotive YouTubing and just basically YouTubing in general. How did that happen?
Okay, dude. So this happened back in 2009. Modern Warfare 2 has just released, bro. I had just got my PS3 for Christmas that year. Modern Warfare 2 came out a month prior. And I would go on YouTube and watch like montages. Bro, I was like into the whole gaming thing. So I think like March or April, somewhere around that time, I bought a capture card to record gameplay. And at the name, my PSN name was Immortal Kool-Aid. This was my clan name. My name was Immortal Kool-Aid. We had Immortal Peanuts, Immortal, like all types of just crazy names, right? So I first got into the whole YouTube thing, creating like Call of Duty montages, commentaries. Like I was trying to get into that whole realm of content creation with video games. And then years went on, I'm like, okay, I'm getting kind of like, I need something new. Like, I don't want to keep doing it, which I kind of regret, because now that gaming is like number one up there with like streaming and everything. Mm-hmm. It's
billionaires.
Like, ah, billionaire gamers. Bro, what?
Yeah.
Crazy. So I first get my camera. I get my first like Kodak camera. My junior year of high school, which is back in 2013. No, I graduated 2014. Like 2012, 2013, around that era, I get my camera. So I get my camera. and I start making like sketch comedy videos, like little like, I don't like just random videos. And then,
for example,
I get my first car.
How a G makes Kool-Aid. I definitely want
Man,
it.
That's a classic.
Bro, the amount of views you got on these videos, my dude.
On each of those went on World Star. I had those big YouTube like reaction channels reacting to it. And I'm like, every single one of those videos were straight improv. Like, it was like, we're going to get a camera. I'm going to make something. I don't know what I'm doing, but we're going to do it. And then my nephew at the time, who's now 18, he was like 8. He was like 9. And I'm like, you're seeing this old, like, I was like, what, 18 at the time. I'm yelling at him, telling him what to do. And like, people feel sorry for him. But he, like, it was just the way that happened, it was just awesome. That what blew the whole channel up. And then once that blew up, I was like, oh, damn, do I want to, I didn't want to burn that out. You know what I mean? I didn't want to like, okay, people like this. Let's keep making my entire channel just this. And then like when I create other content, it's not going to get like, it's going to be like, what the hell is this? Where's the comedy stuff? So I get my first car and I started making like car content. I didn't know any car YouTube creators. I was like, oh, I think it'd be cool to document what I do to my 95 Civic. I think that'd be really cool. And I didn't know any car content creators at the time. I didn't know who would like what to do, what format to follow. So I would create still the comedy stuff, and then I would do the car stuff. And then the car stuff started doing more better than the comedy stuff. I'm like, I kind of like, I guess my passion at the time was like, I want to make a cool car. I want to make my car look cool and everything. So I started doing more of the car stuff. And then 2016, 2015, that's when I became like a full-time car dedicated YouTuber. And then that's when everything just like took off, and I got the Integra. I did the B series stuff, the turbo stuff, and the K series stuff. And then here we are. And then my name, however, I am a thief.
Oh, yeah.
I have to admit this on camera. I'm a thief. So there's a guy. I got the name Zosh from the name was already taken by this dude named Zosha Clips, right? I'm like, damn, Zosha. I never heard Zosha. Zosh, that's kind of a cool ass name. So I ended up like totally hijacking the man's whole name. So my initial name was Z-O-O-S-H. And I was like, Zosh, that sounds kind of stupid. Like, I don't know. That don't sound right. So I removed one of the O's and then I was like, Zosh. But I was like, Josh?
Zosh.
Zosh? Yeah, I was like, Zosh or Zosh? I don't know. So then people start like, oh, so I was playing Call of Duty at the time, and I get in these lobbies, and the best time of my gaming life was when Black Ops 2 and Black Ops 1 was out, and it was toxic lobbies. And it's like, there was like, who's this Quickscoper, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, man, this Zosh dude's pissing me off. I'm like, my name is Zosh. Like, no, your name is Zosh, bro. I was like, oh, I guess it is. So I then is. That's how Zosh came about. I renamed the channel from Mortal Kool-Aid to X Kool-Aid. You know, just
Mortal
Zosh.
Kool-Aid? I wish you would have kept the Mortal Kool-Aid. That
bro,
name is
right?
Sick. That name is sick.
Could you imagine? Bro, I'm Cherry Kool-Aid for the day. Oh my God, bro. Years ago was like prime time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I got the name Zosh. That's how the whole car stuff came about. And here we are years later. And so, I'm still stealing this dude's name, and it is what it is.
So he's out there like, yeah. What the?
But like, this guy kind of really bit my name.
So there's so many platforms that you could have started with. You know, there's obviously us here. For example, I have a Ford Fiesta. My man got a WRX. But you chose to go the Honda route. What made you choose a Honda platform?
Dude.
And stick with it.
And stick with it, yeah.
Bro, that's a fantastic question. I honestly have no idea. I think, honestly, so this is as cliche as this sounds. The first Fast and Furious movie with the black Civics going under the thing, I was like, I want that car. Like, I really got into cars. I think really, really got into it was high school when I first got my car. I was looking for a DA Integra, and then I was gonna get this BB4 Honda Prelude.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy, like, I went to the guy's house. He said, "Yeah, come tomorrow. You can come buy it." Blah blah blah. Go to the guy's house. He sells it right in my face. Sorry, man. The guy came a little bit before you. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I ended up finding the '95 Civic, and I was like, oh snap! This is the car from the first Fast and Furious type thing. And then from there, like, I was like, okay, it's Honda. And I always told it was reliable, it's cheap and everything like that. I'm like, all right, cool. So if anything breaks, I can, you know, fix it or try to fix it, or mechanics wouldn't charge me a lot. It's a Honda, right?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. And I don't, and I think from there, when I first got the Civic, I was like, yeah, this is a dope car. And then I saw the Integra for the first time. I don't know where I saw the Integra, but I was like, yo, that car, that's nice. What is that? Acura? What's Acura? Who makes Acura? I didn't know nothing about like any of the chassis codes, nothing. So I ended up finding this dude on the Facebook group who was like looking to trade for EG Coupe. And then I ended up trading the guy. He came from Tampa. And then a month later, the engine blows. At this time, I had met like one of my brothers now, his name Randy. And he knew how to work on cars, things of that nature. I didn't know jack squat about nothing. So the engine blows. He's like, yo, let's just swap a new engine. And I'm like, yo, we can do that? He's like, I can do it. I don't know if you can do it, but I was like, okay, let's do it. So from there, he like pretty much taught me how to like work on the cars. And that's what made me really fall in love with the Honda platform, because I didn't know how much things can be interchanged. And you know, you can put a K-series motor in it, a B-series from a D-series, a H-series, like every Honda motor can fit into a Honda car. I didn't know that. So at the time when I had my Integra going through my first motor swap, I was like, yo, I really like the platform and what Honda stands for, just knowing that like there's a bunch of cars that parts that can be interchanged within this platform. So I think that's what made me really stay with Honda, just based on the fact like it was the first car or first platform that I really learned how to work on cars and get into them cars. And then, yeah, ever since then, I any car I get, it's a Honda. But I really want to switch it up and get like a, I really want a 240SX. I don't know why. I'm not a drifter. I don't want to get into drifting. I think it'd be cool, but I just really want an S13 hatch. Oh my God, that's top five cars of all time for me. I just want that. And then I want to get an Evo upgrade. People that have been watching my YouTube channel for years always like, yo, Tosh, when you gonna get that Evo, bro?
Bro, I watched that last video too.
You just put out the Evo.
No, but it's not his car. I was literally watching and I was like, he got an Evo 9? What the?
Yeah.
Then I'm sitting there watching it and it's like, it ain't my car. It's Frank's car. I was like, all right. This guy just straight up trolled us, right? Real quick. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, man.
I played on that video. I was like, new pickup. I could have been like, Fred's a new car. But I was like, well, Fred, my bad.
I said Frank.
Yeah, in the pickup video, I was like, well, it ain't my new pickup. It's the new pickup, but it ain't mine. So I'm like, but I did buy shoes this video. So maybe I can be like, my new pickup, play on words. And I was like, nah, that's straight up clickbait. I was like, oh, well, I mean, it's the end of the year. Let me go out with a bang and do some clickbait or whatever. Because, I mean, if it was my car, they would know. I have the whole YouTube thing where I'm blacking out the car. I'm like, surprise! You know what I mean? It'd be like, all like, oh, he did it. I'd have had a montage in the clip, but I didn't care, bro. I was like, yeah, it is what it is.
It's funny because he says it straight. You said it straight up in the video, too. You're like, this is going to be my thumbnail. And it was literally the thumbnail of him, like, right looking at it, yeah. You know? So that's funny.
Well, speaking of the Honda platform,
I'm glad that people catch on to that, though.
Yeah, speaking of the Honda platforms, between your DC2, the DC5 Type S, the EG Coupe, and the 8th-gen Civic, what was your favorite platform to work with?
Dude, honestly, if any OGs are watching, they're going to be kind of mad right now, but the 8th-gen is probably by far the best Honda that I've had. Like, the Integra's cool. It taught me everything. That's my boo. But the 8th-gen, oh my God, it's the best car. I mean, it handles great. It has four doors. You can do the JDM front, and it just looks so damn cool. I mean, granted, you can do the JDM front in the Integra, but I don't know, bro. The 8th-gen just looks aggressive. You got a lot of aftermarket support. It has electronic power steering. It comes with the LSD from factory already, the K20Z3 engine. It's just the car just drives well. I just love that car. Like it drives way better than the Integra. The Integra is like suspension wise is like completely fully done up. I have everything, every bolt on that car has been brand new. I got new suspension components, but it does not drive like my damn bone stock essentially. Aethon does, and it's just crazy.
You speak it to the choir here. My boy over here had a ninth gen for the longest time.
Yeah, I had a ninth gen SI. Mm-hmm. Actually, I came from all Hondas too, man. My friends also had a DC5 Type S. My friend had every Integra under the sun. My friend had a BB6 mm-hmm. Prelude. I had a 9 Gen SI. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, you know, I came from all that too, man. So the Honda game is where I'm at. I understand it and I feel it.
Yeah, I mean, the 9th Gen is nice too. Like, when I go up to my track day event at the firm in Florida, up north Florida, somewhere up there, there's a 9th Gen out there and it has the track's record for the fastest front wheel drive car. And it's a 9th Gen SI. Damn, and it's so cool. Like, that car is awesome, bro. As well, too. Like,
and you sold it.
Sold it.
It is what it is. I'll tell you
for
this.
For a Subaru.
No. I had two cars in between that and the Subaru. I had a...
Oh, he talks about this Veloster N.
Oh, like I had a Veloster N, which is what I traded the Honda for. And then I end up getting just a Mazda 3 at one point.
That's
and
right.
Now I'm in the WRX. But I go through cars kind of quick. But... Yeah, I missed the 9th gen.
He's already trying to. He has a 2022 WRX. He's already trying to get rid of it. You've had it for like a few months,
man.
You can
look at my history right here. I was just looking at 2015 Evo MRs or final editions. Oh, I'm sorry, final editions. I was just looking at them, but just looking.
Man, I wouldn't mind an Evo 10 either.
Yeah.
Because the price now, they're slowly going back to normal. What you can find them for, like 25, 30. Yeah. So it's like. If I don't get like a 9 or an 8 due to like them having rust on the bodies and like it's so much rust on them Evos, bro. Mm-hmm. It's sad. But a 10 is not bad. They're fairly newer. And then like I think the last one made was 2015.
Yeah.
That's what, 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're not going to be in that bad of condition. And you get them with particularly like low miles, like under like 70,000 miles, you can find them under. Man, that might be something new in the foreseeable future for sure. But yeah, I definitely need to broaden my horizons with new cars and not stay so particular to the Honda chassis. But I mean, they always done me right. But I think there's something new that I want to get into. Maybe it's a Nissan or something. Something just is gonna be different than bringing a different audience to the channel and stuff.
So one of the episodes that I've seen you do. Is that what you call them? Episodes?
Videos?
Yeah. One of the videos that I seen you do, obviously we saw you be on track on the first time ever, and you were doing autocross, and it was the funniest video because you're literally like you took the route, and you just like made up your own route.
Bro, man, that thing sucks. Bro, I'm not a fan, bro. I am not a fan. I understand, like, an autocross will make you a much better racer, but I do not like autocross. I am not a fan. Bro, like, you pay the money to, like, literally go in a parking lot, and then, like, they make their own, like, there's no particular layout, bro. Like, there's cones, and I'm like... Like when we got there, I'm thinking that like they'll give you a pace lap around the track, right? Oh, it's like, yeah, God. So you're gonna hit that corner, then there's a 90-degree corner there, and then when you get here, you're gonna put your hands up and let us know that you finished. I'm like, bro, what? Like we're not gonna go to we don't have no time for that. We gotta go ahead and do this and get I'm like, oh my God. So the first lap, they're like, no, what are you doing? Sir, stop. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm having panic attacks, bro. Dude, I'm making my own, like, I'm like, yeah, this is how it should be done, honestly. Man,
I think the funniest part about that video is that most people would do exactly the same thing with no instruction.
Oh,
right.
Like, legitimately, 100%. I saw that when I saw you doing it, and I'm like, where does he turn? Like, I didn't even, you know, usually I'm so used to, like, a specific route. There was no direction or anything. It was just literally free for all, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're like, this is what you do. They make you walk the track. You can't walk cones, bro. Like, what are you doing? There's no outline with spray paint and let you, nothing. Oh, I'm like, this is, oh my God. But once I got it though, we came third place, baby, in my class. Hey. I was like,
oh, there you go.
Something like that. I was like, yeah, we got it. Yeah, man, I was on old ass tires, dude. It was wild. It was just not. It wasn't a good time. So, but it was cool. But it wasn't a good time.
So that's going transition into what I wanted to ask you. what made you want to do a track build? Because obviously doing a track build is not cheap, man. It's a very expensive thing to do on top of the fact it that is. You're going into grid life. There's so many events that you have to go to be considered, like, you have to show up at a lot of these events just to be placed in any position at all.
And anything.
And that's expensive on its own right. So what made you want to do that as opposed to, you know, what you already been doing with the automotive YouTube content?
Bro, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Keep this on the down low, all right? Let me tell you this, bro. My goal is to be the first black dude to make podium at a Grid Life event.
Yes, that's
sir. Goals, bro. Bro, I am going to do that. I'm going to do it. But in all seriousness, okay, so when I was doing, like, when I go to the local drag racing events that we have in town at the local track that closed down, unfortunately, it was a lot of drag racing stuff. Like, it was a lot of drag content. I'm like, man, there has to be more to this. And I didn't really know about the whole motorsport of, like, road course racing. Like, I was always into the idea of, like, man, there's something out there that you can really get into that doesn't cost thousands upon thousands of dollars to get into. So I went to the firm back in 2020. I took my RSX I had at the time to the Honda meet. What now they call Honda meet. They're formerly known as Eibach meet. And they did a track day at the firm. And so I didn't register. I was like, I'm gonna just go out there, see how it is, if I like it or whatever it is. So I end up going out there with RSX, and then the first 20 minutes I get there, I'm instantly hooked. I'm like, yo, I want to do this. I saw the price of how to register, like what all you need. I'm like, bro, this is not that expensive. It's like $165 and you race from like 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you get to get some seat time in, and it's like for under $200, that's a deal. And it's like, yeah, drag race is like $25. But if it's so packed, you only get like 4 passes to go down the strip. And it's like, it's no more than 15 seconds. You know what I mean? I feel like to really utilize your car and with the money you put into it, I think, you know, bending corners is just, it just makes sense for me to do it. And ever since then, I was watching Global Time Attack videos, Gears and Gasolines, Grid Life videos. I was talking to James Houghton. I was talking to a lot of guys that do it and getting some knowledge and like how to and getting into it more. And like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna build the Integra to be a track car. I was always with the whole track inspired look. I was like, nah, I don't want to be one of those. I want to be labeled a track inspired car. We're going to race this. If I throw that into a wall, it is what it is. I go out doing what I like. So then I started doing that with the Integra, and I was like, oh man, I don't know. Like, not having power steering, it's like, ah. And then I think the coming up, I was trying to sell the RSX. Me and Hybrid Racing, we ended up doing an event. We went to a Grid Life event. Yeah, we went to NCM Motorsports with Eric Cattell, and we were talking about what car I should get to replace the Integra. Cause I was like, well, David, one of the main guys over at Hybrid, he was like, bro, if you throw that Integra to a wall, you're going to be devastated, because that's literally the car that built everything for you. You know what I mean? You worked on the car. People follow you. They think my car is my personality, which I get. You know what I mean? I understand it. But it's like that car has sentimental value to you and to others who built, you know, you inspired to help build their car. I was like, yeah, you kind of got a point. He's like, get an agent. I'm like, man, that shit's ugly. I don't want an agent Civic. Like, they look like little NASA cars. Like, I don't like the front. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of agent. And then he's like, bro, I mean, you can do the JDM front. And then at the time, it didn't hit me that the Spoon Civic was an FD2. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's one of my favorite cars. I didn't even know. I was like, I wasn't putting two and two together. I was like, that's it. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to FD2 front. We're gonna throw a livery on it. I'm gonna put a K24 in it. We're gonna go crazy with it. He's like, let's do it. And then here we are. We got the wrap car. I got a K24, the soon pickup. I think the first week of January, let's go pick it up. And yeah, like, I, just getting into that whole spectrum of like the racing and that community, I think it's just gonna be cool, man. And like, giving others, like, well, showing my journey through like how my first track day go to like how if I ever do make podium, or if I ever do a crazy lap around, like, to see my evolution of driving would be super cool to like showcase to people, and they can watch from my first videos to where I'm at now, and then give inspiration to others who wants to get into the whole thing. And that's like one of the biggest things for me. I want to inspire other people to like use your car, whether if it's stock or if it's built, just take it out to the track and see what, you know, if you like it, see what, you know, what you want to add onto the car, what it don't need, what it do need. And I think one of the things I messed up on when I first started doing that, I was like, okay, well, I don't want to go out there if I don't have tires, brakes, proper brake fluid, aero. Like, I'm thinking I'm overbuilding a car that I never even took on the track. So like driving a stock car and then driving a car that has like a wing on it, an aero package and things of that nature, you won't really know what you need and what you don't need because you never drove it in the stock form. That's where I messed up with the Civic. I was like, nah, bro, I'm trying to be safe here. So I'm going to do a roll cage. I'm going to do, you never know, right? I'm going to do wheels, tires, brakes, a whole 5-point harness, a halo seat. We're going to go all a Motec dash, all that. You're going to go crazy. For no reason, just to have the slowest lap record, and then, you know, Veloster N running 10 seconds faster than me. I'm over here in a race suit looking like looking dumb, and over, yeah, bro. So I was like, yeah, let's just chill out, see what the car can do. And then slowly, now that I know the formula, whenever I go to the track, I'm like, okay, I need to get a stiffer sway bar, I need to do this, and I'll just make that adjustment. And then I have like people that know cars more than I do when it comes to like track stuff, have them drive it and tell me like, yo, you need stiffer screen rates in the front. But getting that onboard like help at the track is awesome too, to like talk to people who do it, who made a career out of it, and then have that type of people in the community like reach out to me like, yo, I watch your video, I see what you're messing up with your feet placement and your downshifting and your heel toeing and all that stuff. So I think that's it, just brings a new energy for me to do to others. If you go on YouTube and like type in like track days, and there's really not a lot of content creators that do it. I know Jackie Dean does it, and Hybrid was doing the Eric Cantil series of it, but it's not really a lot of like solely based creators that do the track stuff. And I'm thinking, well, there's an era for that. I mean, there's a area for that, for someone to like fulfill that stuff. So I was like, I'll do it. I'll be the dude that, you know, try to help shine more light on this motorsport than you see like drag racing and all that stuff. So
yeah,
long story short, that's it.
And it's funny too, because before we start, like, we always like to like make sure that we're working with the right people, not only through your content, but obviously sometimes certain people are different from their content than they are in real life, you know? So one of the first people we spoke to was Eric. Eric spoke very highly of you, dude. He was like,
yeah,
he's
Eric's
a great dude.
Guy,
you know, he's working really hard at what he's doing. So for sure, man, like I vouch for him. I think he's dope. So it just made sense for us to work with you. On top of the fact that I really commend that you push on the PLC thing, man, just because me being, you know, from Central America, we don't really see a lot of racers, you know, like, you know,
bro,
a PLC at all,
man,
on the track. And it's because it's expensive.
You don't. You know? It is. And then like, we don't have, like, when it comes to like, yeah, like being an African American, right? Everyone thinks like, if you own a Honda and you're black, then like, why are you driving that car? Where's your dunk with 26s on it, bro? Like, where's your Hellcat? Where's your 392? I'm like, bro, I don't need all that. Like, it's crazy. Like the mindset when it goes into what we do and trying to like bring forth a new element to our community. It's like, why are you doing that? What are you doing it for? Like, what's in that? You know what I mean? So I think being able to like showcase that to others and like, yo, you can do this, bro. Like, cause I would get like DMs and hell, even emails like, bro, I love what you're doing. You're standing up for like the community. You're showcasing that like we're more than just damn Mopar and all that stuff. So like, Mopar, you know, you got my support. And I think that's really cool for our community, is to have the support from us. Cause like, it's easy for us to be envious of ourselves and not really support us. So then like having that type of support from your own community is very important. And it like you said, it's expensive to get into something like that because we don't know the tools and have the information on how to do it. And there's programs out there that help you to do it and stuff. And I just want to showcase more of that because we don't have that in our communities. Like it's rare you see like POC doing like things that's like not dominated by us. You know what I mean? Like, It's one of those things that I hope that like as the years go by, we'll start to see more diversity in the programs going forward, because now people can, they have the information and, you know, the resources to get into something like that.
Well,
so,
and we see you working, cool. man. Like, on top of the fact that you're a CEO, like, tell us about Zosh MFG, man. Like, what is
man,
that about?
I created Zosh MFG. Bro, I created Zosh MFG in a garage. I was like, man, I need my own brand, son. I need something where I can, you know what I mean? I can have my name. Like, I always thought it was super cool to have your name on your stuff. And people, like, represent you when you're not there. Like, being able to, like, have my banner or someone wear my shirt and they live in Arkansas or Colorado, I always thought that was super cool. So I started Zosh MFG back in, I think, 2015, because I was making, like, little... I have, like, these bunch of catchphrases. I was like, stock block 1,000. What else I would say? I would say a bunch of, like, small catchphrases that, like, took off. And I was like, how can I capitalize on this? So then I started the whole Zosh MFG website thing just to, like, wait, let's see if this would transcend over from a YouTube to, like, a business. And then it did. I was like, holy shit. Like, this is something that's really cool right now. Like, so from there, I've been, like, just making the merchandise, the shirts, the shoes, the jacket, not shoes, the socks, and, like, just a bunch of apparel accessories. And now, with this year, I did my first, like, actual product release with my shift knobs. Nice. And, like, the response of those, I was like, holy, like, bro, I've never felt more like a business person in my entire life than that moment. Like, when they sold out in, like, an hour, I was like, yo, holy shit, bro. Like, I was like, I called, like, mom, I think we might get you a house soon. I don't know. Hey, well, we might do something. I don't know. Like, I felt so cool in that moment to, like, have people, like, support me in that realm where, like, I released, like, this limited edition crazy product because it's super expensive to make. I was like, you know, I'm going to take the chance on it anyway because, like, you know, you got to take a risk and to reap reward sometimes. Mostly risks I took, I didn't reap no rewards. And I was like, I don't know why I did it, but it's cool. And it paid off, bro. And, like, Zosh MFG is one of those things that, like, I'm really putting more of my efforts these days behind the camera onto that to, like, learn how to code my own website, learn how to do this and that. And I'm learning all these things. Instead of just going out and to pay someone, I can, like, let me learn how to do it. Because I think that, like, if I can learn this, I can teach it to others. Yeah. So they don't have to go out and, you know, pay thousands of dollars for someone to make them a 10-minute website. You know, and they can, like, learn from themselves. And if they need people, they will hire the appropriate people instead of hiring someone for one thing that they're going to say, oh, I could do this and that. And now you're out of thousands of hundreds of dollars because, you know, you didn't want to take the time to learn. So I think that's one of the things, like, why I like to, like, do things in a way where, like, my name's attached to it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I think I can, like, be able to help others along the way with that. And, you know, that's how I pretty much started the whole brand. It's like, I just want to see my name on people. As weird as that sounds mad weird. But it's one of those things, like, I think that'd be really cool, man. I think that'd be really cool if people, like, go to car shows and things. And then they're wearing, like, my shirt or, like, whatever that I produce. And then they're wearing it and they're proud of it. And that's where the slogan passion breeds quality come from. And because I believe if you're passionate about something, bro, you're going to put quality in all that, no matter what it is. If you're passionate about anything, and, like, that can be a good and a bad thing. Because, like, when you're passionately speaking about something, like, oh, people be like, why are you getting mad? Why are you raising your voice? But I was like, no, I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's one of those things that, like, I like that I'm a very passionate person, whether if I'm doing, like, these projects or with people, like, I'm very passionate about something. So, like, I want to make sure that, like, whatever comes from that is a quality thing.
Yeah.
So I think, yo, that's a smart ass slogan. I'm like, yo, we're gonna monetize that shit right there. Passion breeds quality. What? That shit sounds cool.
So he put it on his shirt.
It does sound cool. It's a good slogan.
Yo, $30 on ZoshMFG.com. Go get it.
There you go, baby. Passion breeds quality, son. That's all you need. Yo,
no, but
I'm not sure where you get that.
And I always found that interesting, like, you know, because we're actually it's funny, this video that we saw from Chris Fix It, where it was like he went to a mechanic and the mechanic was like, yeah, I just need, like, an oil change. And he's like, $2,900. And then you see him walk away and it's like, hey, guys, what's up? It's Chris. Like, basically saying like he's gonna go do it himself on YouTube.
Right.
And nowadays, yep. that's what it is, man. It's I'm actually interested to see what the future looks like with a lot of people that are willing to that are able to get information like that off of YouTube.
Right.
Like for example, you know, Zosh like putting up a video of how he fixes his car is helping someone else do the same.
Yeah. Or make Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Or make Kool-Aid. Yeah, I mean, or fried chicken. Yeah. You know, like.
There's lots of stuff you can
learn.
Bro,
I'm a jack of all. I'm a chef, bro. I'm a chef.
Yo, let me say something. It's crazy.
I'll be on my home improvement tip too. You're Allen in the building. You know, I'll be doing. I'm a little handyman, bro. You know what I mean? That's hilarious.
If anyone watches this and they don't know, your cooking videos had 250,000 views.
Dude,
it's crazy. That's what blew everything up, bro.
It's crazy. Like, I mean,
it's wild.
I'm surprised you're not a chef right now.
What is happening? That's crazy, bro. That's wild.
Well, so, and I find this interesting because obviously this led into what you're doing now, but one of the things that inspired you to get there is the fact that you love comedy.
Right? Dude, comedy, bro. I remember. I think it was my elementary fifth grade yearbook. I wrote in that thing. I was like, cause they did like superlatives back in the superlatives, whatever they're called. Back in like when I was in fifth grade, like, oh, where do you want to be in the grow? I was like, I want to be a stand up comedian. I want to be like, cause I mean, this was back in 2003. So Dave Chappelle's show was like out.
Yeah.
So my brother would like I'll fake sleep. So my mom would be like, she'd be off the bed and I'd go out with my brother and we'd go watch Chappelle's show. I think 10:30, 10 o'clock it came on. So we'd be watching. I'm like, man, I don't know. Comedy, my whole life, I was always like my number one passion. Like anything I do, and there needs to be comic relief. Like, and there needs to be something that's like, I can put like comedy spin on it or just do something. And that's what like formed me at a young age. So like now, like anything that I do, like my whole goal with my YouTube channel is like, whether you click on a car video or a life video, you're gonna laugh. You're gonna be entertained. No matter what it is, I'm gonna edit something in there. It's gonna make you entertained, whether it's through edits or like through my personality. And just comedy is just everything. So it's crazy how like I ended up doing this type of work and not like doing the whole stand up, going to the comedy schools and doing the improv and trying to, you know, do like comedy movies, become an actor, things of that nature. It's crazy how this all happened and not what I envisioned. I thought was gonna happen, but it's cool that I can infuse the both. So that my whole channel slogan was like cars and comedy. So that was the thing, like, oh, you get some car content, you get the comedy content, and you use it together, and then you have Zosh channel.
That's funny.
So
Jerry that Seinfeld was the whole did something thing. Just like that.
No, but I generally mean this when I say like you are generally like your videos are very wholesome to watch, man. Like it's a very like when I watch them, I don't feel like I'm watching someone fixing a car. I feel like I'm watching my homie, which I have no, you know, for those who don't know who are watching this right now, I just met him today, but it's just the personality that you have, man. You have a very wholesome,
you're genuine.
Mm-hmm. You could tell that you're not faking it on top of the fact that like, you'll literally be like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing, but we're going to figure it out. Like that to me is reality, man. And a lot of these people want to go in there with a false sense of knowledge that they don't have. And then all of a sudden you're starting to realize like that's the reason why no one's gravitating towards you, because you're not being real.
Dude,
you know?
Man, I would get when I went to Import Alliance like 3, maybe 4 years ago, people were coming up to me and I was like, yo, you're like the same in the videos. I'm like, what do you mean? So we'd have like little conversation and like, man, I met this one YouTube dude and you know, and on camera, he's cool, but in person, he's like standoffish. He don't want to talk to nobody. Mm. He's not really himself. I'm like, bro, honestly, a lot of the people, they have this character they build that make them like superior. And I'm like, bro, I'm just a regular dude that do the same thing that you do. I just picked up a camera years ago and then it's here. And so it's always cool and a breath of fresh air to hear that, yo, you're the same as you. You're the same person like on camera, off camera. And that's all. That's always like the impression I want to give people, because it's like that's me 100%. Like no matter what, you see me out, I shake your hand. Like it's funny. Like if I meet, like I'd be out somewhere, and then like somebody come up to me, and they're like, "Yo, Zosh." I'm like, "Yo, what's good, fam?" Like I act like I know them, and then like I'm like, "Yo, how you been?" Like I never met this guy. Like I don't know how he's been before, but I'm asking him now. How have you? You know what I mean? Like, I treat them like we homies, and like, they love it, man. Like, some of these people become like actual good friends of mine.
Yeah.
Like, people that I'll meet at these carpets that are like once fans of the Zosh person becomes friends of the Percy person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Man, that was a bar. Oh, I also make music. You can? I'm gonna become a rap star, prodigy. But it's super cool, bro. It's super cool to like have that type of like impact on people where like when you're genuine, then you attract the right people. Mm-hmm. And like when you attract the right people, then your life would just become easier. And then like instead of living up to this facade or this character that you built in your head that you think people really like, they don't, because like it's not realistic. You don't tell, like with myself, I do a lot of transparency, whether if I'm going through a tough time, whether it's financial time or whatever. Like, I like to be transparent because like it would show regardless. You know what I mean? Like, whether if something's going on with like a personal matter, I like to at least be transparent enough to have people aware. So like you're not getting this fake thing. Like, people live vicariously through like the bigger YouTube dudes who like have millions of subscribers, dollars, cars or whatever. But it's like there's a place for people that, like, it's not real. You know what I mean? Like, no one ever shows like, yeah, they have all this success, but they didn't ever show like the downside of it. Like, there's upside of being like wildly successful on YouTube, but there's the negative effects of it as well. Like, you can't have there's a false sense of security. You don't know like who's really there for you type thing. And I like to at least be transparent enough to know, like, give people like, yo, this is not real. You know what I mean? Like, what you see is like, you don't know how it happened, but like, it's just not real that when you watch these other crazy big dudes doing all this cool stuff, it's like, it's cool to see us because it's entertainment. But like, what substance does it have? You need to have substance, which was with what you're doing. And I like to, you know, like think to myself that I provide at least some type of substance to others. So like when they're watching, they can get a like that homie feel, like, oh, this is like one of the homies in the garage who's working on his car. And he's FaceTiming me as he work on a car type thing. And that's always been the goal, like just creating real content that's like, you know, it's going to be good stuff, it's going to be bad stuff, but at least it's stuff that's real. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what I've been trying to build over these how many years I've been doing this.
No, and I generally will say that you are doing it, man. Like, I think we could all say that we're fans, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And simple fact that you're just very genuine. You know, you're very straight up, forward. And I think in a sense, you know, I think from my end to be able to see, you know, what you bring to the table as a content creator, it's also therapeutic in a sense. It helps me move forward, and I think that helps a lot of people. What you're doing is helps a lot of people by you being real to mm-hmm. who you are, because a lot of times there's other YouTube content creators that I like, obviously, because, you know, they have really nice cars, but you can tell off that there's something that they're, you know, we as people, we genuinely can see it, I think.
How many YouTubers have to put on the hey, welcome back, guys, like one of those things.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you know that's fake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that's fake, but like when I watch Zosh's stuff, I said this prior to getting on the podcast today. Yeah. I said to Luis and Max, I said, yo, I'm a little nervous that when we do this podcast, I'm going to break professionalism. And I might start saying some dumb stuff because I'm going to just be talking to him like he's my friend, because I knew the way that you were going to be. Because it's clear to show you show us, you know, what you're really like just from your videos alone. Yeah. So I had a good idea of how this podcast would go.
No, we knew we were going to be comfortable going.
Yeah,
we
right,
were like,
exactly.
He's going to make us feel comfortable to talk how we want to talk.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we're saying something about Kanye. You know, we don't want to talk about that. You know, like, that's just, you know, don't bring up Kanye.
I should have wore a suit, dog. I should have came professional as hell. With a suit just looking at the camera like,
yo, he saw it.
That would have been hilarious. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
All right, so. As we, you know, I wanted to ask you this question as we're moving forward. Mm-hmm. So 2023 is just around the corner. I think one of the things that we wanted to genuinely ask you about is, what does Zosh MFG, Zosh Percy, what does it look like going forward? What do you want to do in the future? Are we growing into becoming an actor? Because I could see that from you. Are we growing into buying more cars, more comedian? Dream cars, and or a comedian? What does it look like?
Or full-time racer. Man.
Or full-time racer. That, bro, jack of all trades, bro. Dude. You're all of it.
I'm going to tell you, man. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Like, I was crazy. In the years that I've done this, I've never had a mentor and or anyone to help guide me on, like, yo, what's my next step? So for me, from 2009 to 2022, I never had any type of guidance on, like, because I have no one in my life that does what I do. In a sense where, like, you know, most people, they're like, they do their thing where, like, they do their 9-hour shift and they come home and they get relaxed. But, like, when you're a content creator and your whole, like, job essentially is to, like, you need to know how, when you're going to create content, how you're going to get, you got to edit this, you got to shoot that. So me not having the proper guidance, I didn't know, like, how to attack certain things. So I'm, like, light years behind others when it comes to, like, the whole, like, YouTube, big YouTuber thing, because, like, they had, like, at least someone who's like, man, how can I can, so let's say I move to California, right? I live in California. I'm good homies with Dustin Williams, right? He's a big YouTube dude. So when he moved from Mississippi to California, he had TJ Hunt, which was like one of the biggest YouTube dudes. So he had that guidance, like, yo, okay, this is what I did. I can help you guys here. I can, you know, help. You know, I didn't have that. I'm figuring it out by myself. So now that I have a little bit of understanding, like, okay, this is what I need to do. And I made a business model. So I finally did my first business plan of, like, how I foresee next year going based on if this happens and this happens and this is how I'm going to make this and this happen. So 2023 looks a lot like, similar to what you see from other creators, like, we're like, oh, let's do this car giveaway. Let's go buy a shop. Let's employ friends. You know what I mean? So now that I now have, I guess, an understanding of how that works and how they make it work, I'm like, okay, I can do this too, but I can do it better because I'm in one of those spots where, like, my fan base or audience are, like, they're genuine people. Cause, like, they're not like one of the people, like, if I create, so let's say all I did was create car content, straight Integra stuff here, Civic stuff here, just straight content of just cars. And let's say my next video, I come out of left field with a stand up, like a crazy stand up. I don't want the comments I will have will be positive stuff.
Yes.
They're not gonna be like,
I think so too.
Yeah. Where's the car stuff at, bro? Like, what is this? So, I'm glad that I was able to, when I was younger, do that. Because you would see, which is funny to me, I always laugh when I see this, the car content creator people will create car content, and then they'll start to do, like, lifestyle blogs or whatever, and then people's like, this is not what I subscribed for! Where's the car stuff, bro? This shit sucks! I don't like this! And I'm like, yeah, I don't have that problem. You know what I mean? I don't have your numbers, but I got the audience.
Yeah.
So, like, I know once I propel myself to those higher things of, like, getting my own shop and buying more cars, giving away cars, like my whole, I really want to give a car away absolutely free to, like, a random person. I don't know why. There's this thing that I want to just give away a car. I don't know what it is, but getting to that in 2023 is going to be awesome because I now have, like, a blueprint of what to do. So I want to do that. I want to try my hand and, like, maybe some acting stuff. I think that'd be dope. If I could figure out something, like a little small YouTube series or something, or direct and film my own thing, I would do it. And I want to do, like, I did a video called, I want you guys to watch this when we get off this. It's type in quarantine comedy show Zosh. I'm gonna pop up in this light pink or blue flannel. Watch that video.
I'm definitely watching it.
It's the most funniest video I've ever made, I think, in my dog. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. But funny. It's dumb.
Quarantine.
It's called Quarantine Comedy Show, I think. And I'm sure it's called something with quarantine comedy on my first stand up comedy show. Something, dude, that video. Oh, I want to do something like that. Bro, that video.
That one?
Oh my god. Dude, it's so funny. It's I gotta stupid. Watch it. But it's gonna make you laugh because it's so dumb.
But he can't see
his day two of quarantine.
Can you hear that?
Self quarantine, as in stay
I
home.
I can't hear anything.
Create content. Do what I
Max,
do best.
Max, we'll watch it. We'll watch it when we get off the YouTube.
All right.
But no, now I'm excited. Now I'm excited.
Funny.
Well, that's
so. I really want to do something like that. I think that'd be fun this year, like jack of all trades.
I find it very interesting because it's a lot of the things that you're into. I think all of us, like, we really like comedy too.
Yeah,
like
big
like
stand-up
we
fan.
Always talk about mm-hmm. stand-up and stuff like that in here. On yeah. top of the fact that we're car people, I think weirdly enough, it goes hand in hand in some capacity. Just because
I don't know why
car people like funny stuff.
I
don't
know
what it is.
But I love my stand-up.
Me too,
so,
man.
Yeah,
I was watching. I was listening to a podcast that you were on with. With a homie from what was the podcast that you just did in 2020?
Was it the Downstar one?
Yeah,
Downstar. Yes, the Downstar one.
Okay, I did that. Okay.
And I was listening to it, and I heard you say that you really like Dave Chappelle, and I wholeheartedly think that that man is one of the most intelligent, mm-hmm. funniest. 100%. Like, if he 100%. Were to be if he were to run president, I probably most likely would vote just because of the 100%. Way he articulates things. Like, just the way
Dude.
He puts things together and his thought processes and stuff like that. Like,
man.
It's just
man.
Well put together. And I think that's yep. the one thing I love about comedy, that you can it's lighthearted, but you could also get real and then bring it back to lightheartedness
yeah.
and have real conversations
yeah.
through comedy.
Or
exactly.
find humor
yeah.
in stuff that's very truthful and hard
yes.
to hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. what really makes you shine, too. If you can, like his comedy, man. Oh, dude. Like, when he did the SNL, like, monologue,
yeah,
I was like,
it was
yo.
It was
yeah.
amazing.
Dude, bro, the range, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He
yeah.
just hits he, it he, everything.
He, yeah. He's a true.
He's my all-time number one favorite, man. That dude is just something else. Dave Chappelle is awesome, bro.
Yeah.
All right. So before we let you go here, because I know we all you got a lot of things to do, and instead of hanging out with us dorks, you know, so.
That's the thing that people think, bro. I don't be doing nothing. I literally be chilling. Like, I know they'd be like, "Yo, bro, you gotta work hard if you want that Evo." I'm like, bro. I'm chilling, so I might play some Gran Turismo or something, eat some hot fries or something. I'm just chilling, bro. Like, honestly, bro, I love when I'll be on phone calls. I'm like, all right, man, I don't want to take too much of your time. I'm like, bro, this is my entertainment right now. Like,
well, bro,
like, I know you're so busy, bro. I'm like, no, I'm chilling.
We watched the Evo 9 video, and I'm like literally watching it, and I'm thinking, because you know some people shoot their videos ahead of time, so I'm assuming mm-hmm. it's one of those. But watching it at the end, it's like, hey, by the way, guys, we're tomorrow I'm gonna be on the podcast. I'm like, this man he shot a video, edited it,
dude,
in like about hours. In a few hours, my man put it up. I was like, holy moly, this man's
bro,
on it.
I literally do that every time. I've never in my life created content that I uploaded days later. That bro, I filmed the same day I upload. It's
damn,
every
that's
time.
That's gangster.
That's
man.
Crazy.
Every,
yeah.
That's real time.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm like, I need to film today. It'd be 4:00. I'm like, and I'd be like, man, it's crazy how the sun goes down so early when I was up for like 10 hours already, not doing jack shit. It's like, it's so crazy. Oh my God, bro. It's wild.
All right, so these are fan questions / us questions, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Slash fan questions. All right. Are you related to Kid Cudi?
Spiritually, yes, I think so. We might be third cousins. I see it sometimes. His mom and my grandpa were like third world cousins of like Iberia through the slave trade. So I think we might have some type of familiarity through there.
All right. I watched an old video of yours where you were talking about some story, and you said, "Hold on, this is not the right shirt for me to be wearing during this video." And then it cuts, and then you're in a Man on the Moon Kid Cudi shirt, and you don't further explain uh-huh. why. So I didn't know where that was coming from, and then also the last name. So my curiosity.
Isn't that crazy? Hey yeah. man, look, sometimes life gives you lemons, and you make apple juice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Zosh, we got you frozen on screen right now. Yeah.
No way.
He'll come back. He'll come back.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Naruto or One Piece?
Naruto.
Oh, he said that quick.
I mean,
easily.
Now you're in one of your cars. I think you named it Nami. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Now, was that not One Piece inspired?
Absolutely not. I'm going to show you why.
It was not One Piece inspired.
I will tell you why I named the RSX Nami.
Okay.
I named my EG Akira, right? Mm-hmm. And I have these names that I don't know why. I was like, this reminds me of a Nami. And that's where I got the name from. Mm. And everyone would assume that it came from One Piece.
I did.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I did assume.
Dude, it's wild. It's wild. Yep.
All right.
That's crazy.
All right. And last one, just going off of your last episode. All right. He's going to, because you're frozen, so he's going to quit it and then bring you back in. All right.
Okay.
All right. Because we have one more question for you. In the meantime, how are you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good, man.
Good. Me too.
A little thirsty.
Me too.
I'm a little...
There he is. There he's go. Back. You're back.
What's up? Oh, I'm back in here. Look at that. All right. Kill my shine.
Last question, just because watching your last video, I realize you're a sneaker fan and I'm a big sneakerhead myself. So.
Oh.
But all going off of what you have, Jordans or the Yeezy 350s, which one would you go with if you had to put one on?
I like the way, I like the comfort of the 350s, but I like, my favorite shoes are bright. Oh my God.
I saw. You have the cement, the black cement.
Oh, damn. Okay, you got to make me choose between a model. I can't go brand for brand.
Jordan 1s.
Maybe I can.
Make it easy.
Jordan 1.
And 350. And the which ones?
1s or 350s?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 1s. Yeah, I'm going to go with 1s.
That's a safe bet. I would do the same. Plus,
yeah.
Plus Kanye.
They cost $7.
Yeah, but too. Kanye is also not the wave right now. So,
Dude. For real, bro. What's up with this market right now?
Yeah.
You can't find nothing.
But, man. Again, we just want to say, just because, like I said, we don't want to take too much of your time. And on top of the fact that, you know, at the end of the day, even though we love doing this, we do have a job to get back to, you know, selling wheels and all that. You know. But, yeah, thank you
so much. If I ever make a video of explaining why I quit Koenig, just don't. hey. Y'all know the podcast equipment they use? I made that.
They're going to believe it. Now we're going to get a message like, yo, did he really make those? But all right, so thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Literally, just wanted to say we're grateful to have you riding with us. When we made it all happen, it was just, for me, it was very natural. I'm sure for Rich too, mm-hmm. It was very natural, just because you fit in already. You kind of knew people that we work with. You work with Hybrid as well, so we have a lot of love for Hybrid as well. So it was just very natural and easy. And even Scott, like when we mentioned him to you, Scott, which is the president of the company, he was like, oh, yeah, man, I know Zosh. Yeah, like whatever he needs, let him know. We got
That's
him.
That's wild.
Yeah, man.
That is wild.
So,
wow, that's crazy.
We're thankful that you're with us. Thankful that you're part of the team, and we just wanted to wish you a happy new year. And we're excited to be working with you in the future, my man.
Likewise. Happy new year to my Koenig family, son. I'm gonna be out there though. Don't know what I mean. I'm gonna have the Benz parked out front one of these days. You know, part of my musical tour thing that I be doing. You know what I mean? But nah, this is awesome. I'm very stoked on this whole relationship we got going, man. I think next year, when we're able to do some more stuff together, I think it's gonna be awesome. Like we I think next year is gonna really be one of like a great year. Like for everyone, I don't know. I just got this feeling that it's going to be like a really cool year, and I can't wait to see what we come up with, man. I think we're going to come up with some dope stuff that's going to be revolutionary to the whole thing, and like just figuring out how we can, you know, we're going to talk more about it. But I think there's going to be some cool stuff that's going to happen, man.
Trust me,
I got a feeling.
You're part of our already marketing plan and everything too. So we're going to talk. We're going to have discussions about what's
going
to happen.
Yeah, this is going to be great,
so.
Bro. This is gonna be great.
But yo, Zosh, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon, my man.
Of course. You guys take it easy, man.
Take it easy, man.
Of course.
What a solid dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that with some real, like, feelings into it. Like, you know, I'm just happy that he's working with us. I'm happy that he's part of the Koenig family. And it just makes a lot of sense, man, that he's with us. And hearing his story and getting to have it, to listen to it firsthand is actually amazing. So, yeah, man, grateful to have him on our team, man.
It was awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But, guys, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Thank you again for being with us on another year, because now we're going into 2023 in a couple days. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Bro, it's crazy that it's 2023. I remember when I was younger telling my younger brother, like it's going to be 2005, bro. It's I can't.
2012, we're all supposed to end.
Yeah, dude, it's just nuts that we're here. But we're grateful. We're excited. We're excited to talk about the Forge line coming up very soon, the Ultragram, as well as if you're here and you're not subscribed, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel because we have a lot of crazy, cool content coming up. This Friday, we have a piece of content, The Hype is Right, which we're going to be joined by some really cool people, including, as well as my boy Zosh is going to be on this episode as well with Esteban Caballero. We have Josh Hanger, who's a grid life driver, as well as Reza Arsham, who is a USTCC driver as well. So a lot of motorsport inspired people. So make sure to tune into that this Friday. And thank you so much, guys. Happy New Year's from all of us here at the Koenig office team. And we appreciate you so much. Anything you got to say?
Just happy New Year. Enjoy the New Year. Enjoy the holiday.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much. Have a good one. Peace. Thank you.